For one of the final performances of the year, the Sydney Philharmonia Choirs will be performing carols at the house, the Sydney Opera House. And to talk all about it, we have Human Lava Lamp himself. The jolliest man in the world. It's not Father Christmas, it's Brett Waymark. How are you today?
I think I'm adding that to my CV, actually.
Yeah.
The lava lamp of choral music. I quite like that.
We'll put that on your website.
I think it could work. I can see a whole line of merchandise coming out of this.
just a Brett Waymark shape.
The Brett Waymark shape lava lamp.
They'll be for sale at the Carols of the House.
It will,
on the 12th of the 14th.
I will sign them. I will sign them individually.
Wow, I signed Brett Waymark lava lamp. How are you, Brett?
I was better until I started talking to you. No, I'm very well. I'm very well indeed.
So Carols in the House is coming up in a couple of weeks. Well, it's very well Friday week, I think it is.
Yes, it is.
Starting.
Yes.
So how's it all been going?
Look, it's going very well. We have three different choirs on them. We have our youth choir. Mm. Vox is about 60 singers in that. They've been working on their barber shopping, so they have a fantastic sort of barbershop moment.
Wow.
In the middle of 12 days of Christmas goes for about 3 years. So, yeah. I mean, most of the audience will walk out feeling a little bit aged by the end of that number. But it goes through all various different styles. We have possibly an appearance by Elvis in the middle of 12 Days of Christmas. We have an appearance by this barbershop quartet.
You've brought him back from the dead.
It's amazing what I can do with a lava lamp. In fact, you know, people... the hidden possibilities. No, but that's been going really well. We have our fantastic symphony chorus, who have just finished 5 back-to-back performances of Beethoven 9 with Simone Young and the Sydney Symphony Orchestra. So they're trying to get all the Deutsch out of their language and put English back into its proper place. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a fantastic job, and we're rehearsing all weekend with them. And then the best thing about Carols at the House, we meet 300 new people. So we have a Christmas choir, totally unauditioned, but rehearsed within an inch of their lava lamp. And they're joining us for the first time. Oh, no, I see them tonight. Thank you for reminding me.
Oh, no worries.
I have a rehearsal with them tonight. Gosh, I'm so glad I'm here. Oh, I'm just going to slap the table. I'm so glad I'm here. So it's singers galore. More singers than you can lava a lamp at.
Well,
yeah.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Let me see if I can pull this number out of my head. I believe there's 184 birds that are gifted by your true love in the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, right. Yeah. I had no idea where you were going with that one.
How do you feel about that?
I feel fine.
Yeah? You feel fine about 100?
I feel fine.
Delivering 184 birds?
I feel
birds?
Fine about putting an animal in a box and giving it to somebody.
What?
That's terrible. I'm a vegan, you know.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Well, then. What is your favorite? What is your favorite gift from the 12 Days of Christmas?
I think it would have to be. Wouldn't be ladies dancing.
No.
Might be lords leaping.
Maybe.
I think 11 lords leaping. I could have a very good time.
I'm sure you could.
I could improve my physical fitness.
You'd be the 12th lord leaping.
I really think you should move on to the next question.
I think we should. So the preparation has been going very well.
Yeah, terrific. And
any stand-up performances people should be looking forward to?
I mean, we're joined by these three mega performing animals, really. That's the nicest way of describing them. Mitchell Butel, who's currently the artistic director of the Sydney Theatre Company. Mitchell and I go back and, oh my God, we did a performance of something called Dunstan the Devil by Malcolm Williamson in St. Stephen's Church when we were both 19.
Wow.
Actually, I think I might have been 18, and Mitchell's 1 year older than I am. So we've known each other a very long time, and it's quite hard to control the two of us when we're on stage together. So we're looking forward to having him. He's going to be sort of a compare, but actually just after a phone call that I had with him then, he's got a little secret moment on stage as well, which we're just going to do on the night. We're not quite sure how it's going to go.
So will it be a different surprise each night, or will it be the same surprise?
I think it's going to have an element of... improvisational theatre,
right, okay.
I think, is what we're looking at, and it will involve possibly a member of the audience.
So every performance will be different?
Every performance will be different. We're joined by Annie Aiken, who I worked with most recently with Opera Australia on Candide, and she actually did Candide with me with the Sydney Philharmonia Choirs as well, I think in 2017. She's recently just done Guys and Dolls on the Harbour, and she is an absolute tour de force, and she's got high notes for lava lamps. Mm-hmm. She provides our high notes for all of our Sydney Philharmonia lava lamps. She's brilliant. And then the incredible Alex Lewis, who was also in my Candide. He comes from a long line of fantastic singers, including his dad and his mum. His mum actually sang with Pavarotti back in the day in London.
Cool. Of course.
And so they were destined to be singers, really. And he's fantastic. He's just recently worked with Opera Victoria, or is it Victorian Opera? I think it might be that. Yes, you know, if you were looking it up in a phone book, it might be Opera Victoria. And he's just fantastic as well. Beautiful, Janusz Kaufman-like tenor. brilliant, sung at the Met. It's just amazing that we get these people. Just, and an 80-piece orchestra. Just to top it off.
And is there a particular song that you're quite keen on in this year's repertoire?
Funny you should mention that. This year we've teamed up with ABC. Are we allowed to mention the ABC?
Yes, of course.
I'm allowed to mention it. Yes, they don't have lava lamps.
Oh, dear.
Not allowed to. But we've teamed up with them and we've come up with the Carol of the Year. And that's by Joe Twist. And the basic brief to him, we commissioned it, and the basic brief was Campers Christmas is what we wanted. So we've got something that's called Christmas in the Sun, Bringing Joy for Everyone. And it's about Christmas in Australia. And there's a line, I think, festooned with pavlova.
Oh.
There's lots of Australianisms
okay. In
it. And it's a great piece. And I run a little staff choir at the Sydney Opera House. And we taught it to them yesterday, and it's an absolute earworm. Like they kept on emailing me and complaining the fact that they were singing it all afternoon.
So people will be coming in and whistling it on their way out.
They will have a mental lava lamp of remembrance of this piece when they walk out.
Wonderful stuff.
Yes.
And so if people listening haven't already bought tickets, my goodness.
Don't come to Sunday because it's sold out.
Really, already?
I'm afraid so, yes.
So we have Friday.
We have room for one second violinist. If there's a second violinist out there who would like a job, we're not going to pay you, but if you'd like to come along, we might have a spare seat on stage. But otherwise, I think there's a couple of seats left for Friday and Saturday night.
And where can people go to get it?
They probably should go to our website.
Mm-hmm. Which is?
www.sydneyphilharmonia.com.au.
I hope you all wrote that down.
I hope it's correct.
I'm sure it is.
If you go to the Sydney Opera House website, you'll find Carols at the House as well.
Or even if you just search Carols at the House.
Or just look
on your
Don't look up Carol. Because you'll get the film.
Oh, of course.
Make sure Carol's at the House.
Yes.
Lots of Carols.
Lots of Carols at the House.
Like 11 Lords Are Leaping.
There'll be 11 Lords Are Leaping at the House this Friday
singing.
To Sunday, the 12th to the 14th of December. Brett, it's always been wonderful to have you
Is
on.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, I've got so much more to talk about. Oh, well, next time.
Next time. Yes. Keep it inside. Don't talk about it. Keep it inside.
Just keep it inside. Learn how to hide your feelings. Do you know that song?
What's that?
Fly high and proud.
I've never done that one.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
The things I have to teach you.
Incredible.
Okay.
Well, Brett, have a lovely rest of the day.
This has been one of the weirdest ones we've done.
Thank you so much for coming on.
It's a pleasure.
And I will see you next time.
I feel better now.
I'm glad.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. That was Brett Waymer of the Sydney Philharmonia Choirs.